the 25th, the 27th, or the 29th. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I made a careful study of all the uneven numbers, and I had to conclude that none was more worthy of note than the number 7. Now, to demonstrate the number 7, certain scholars have listed so many activities and so many things that pertain to 7. And because the 27th night has got the number 7 in it, they say, no, it could be the 27th night. Now I will read out for you that how many places the number 7 comes. There are about 41 places. There are 7 heavens. There are 7 earths. There are 7 nights in a week. There are 7 celestial spheres, what we call afalak. There are 7 nujum. When a person goes between Safa and Marwa, the person goes briskly 7 times, 7. And when a person makes tawaf, the person goes 7 times round the Kaaba. There are 7 ingredients in the physical constitution of human beings. There are 7 ingredients in basic diet. And there are 7 cavities on the surface of one's face. In the Quran Kareem, there are 7 manazils, 7 manzils to facilitate that if you are to complete Quran Kareem recitation in 1 week, then you can follow those manzils. There are 7 verses, ayat, in Surah Al-Hamd. There are 7 methods of reciting Quran Kareem which are famous. There are 7 off-repeated verses, As-Sabu Masani. When a person makes sujood, that means in salah, 7 parts of the body are brought into contact with the ground. There are 7 gates of Jahannam. And hell has 7 names. Generally, people want to know these names of hell. And the 7 names are Jahannam, Laza, Hutama, Sa'ir, Sakar, Jahim, and Hawiya. There are 7 companions of the cave, Ashabul Kaf. In the course of 7 nights, the tribe of Ad was annihilated by the wind. For 7 years, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam remained in prison. There were 2 sets of 7 cows in the dream of the king of Egypt, as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yusuf, ayat 43, when it is translated, and the king said, I saw in a dream 7 fat cows and 7 lean ones devouring them. There were 7 years of drought, and then 7 years of plenty, according to the prediction made by Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. There are 17 rakat in our 5 daily salat. If you look at it, 2 at Fajr, 4 at Zuhr, 4 Salatul Asr, 3 at Maghrib, and 4 Isha. That means the farais. There are 17 farais in the day. There are seven numbers, the number seven is mentioned in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat when he talks about the Hajj. Then you should fast 3 days while on pilgrimage. And of seven is a raja'atum, when you return. There are 7 degrees of relationships by blood, that is by nasab, within which it is unlawful to marry. That means there are 7 whom you cannot marry. As the Quran Kareem states, your mothers, daughters, sisters, paternal aunts, maternal aunts, brothers, daughters, sisters, daughters. There are 7 degrees of relationship by fosterage, that means by rida, and marriage, within which it is likewise unlawful to marry. That is foster mother, foster sister, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, stepdaughter, the sister of a wife to whom he is still married, the widow or divorced wife of his father. Now, when a dog touches a utensil, then you have to scrub it 7 times before we will classify it to be pure. There are 27 Arabic huruf letters in Surah Laylatul Qadr, up to not including the ayah Salamun Hiya. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam endured trial and tribulation for 7 years. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once said, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married me when I was 7 years of age. There are 7 days, Ayyam-e Ajuz, of the destructive wind, 3 in February and 4 in March. Now this 7 days during which the tribe of Ad was destroyed by the wind. Allah's Messenger, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once said, the martyrs of my ummah are 7. One who is killed in battle while fighting for the cause of Allah, al-qital fi sabilillah, the victim of plague, the victim of pulmonary tuberculosis, that's TB, the one whose death is caused by drowning, one who is trapped in a fire and burned to death, 6, the one whose death results from a gastric or intestinal ailment. 7, the woman who dies in the process of childbirth. Allah Rabbul Izzat, he takes a qasam by 7, when he, in the first 7 ayats of Surah Shams, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the sun and its brightness, and the moon when she follows him, and the day when it reveals him, and the day when it enshrouds him, and the heaven and him who built it, and the earth and him who spread it, and a soul and him who prepared it. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam stood 7 cubits long, tall, and the length of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's staff was also 7 cubits. Now, when we look at the letter Laylatul Qadr, it has got 9 letters. And it comes 3 times in the surah. When it comes 3 times, so that's 9 threes, 27. Some scholars say, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was raised up to the heaven on the 27th. Yusha bin Nu, who was the aide of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, was also martyred on the 27th. The last two points I'll just mention it so that we maintain a link. And that was Laylatul Qadr has got 9 letters. And that comes 3 times in the surah. So that makes 27. Some scholars have stated Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was raised to heaven on the 27th. And Yusha bin Nu, the aide of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, was martyred during the night when the repentance of Bani Israel was accepted, which was the 27th. And if you look at the surah, the pronoun here, it comes 27th, and it refers to the noun Laylatul Qadr. Now, because this whole discussion is rotating around the figure 7, it is very, very interesting to note that the word salam, peace, occurs 7 times in the Quranic Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that salam qawlan min rabbir rahim, peace, that is the word of greeting from the Rabb of all compassionate. Salamun ala nabihi fil alameen, salamun ala Nuh fil alameen, peace be upon Nuh amongst all beings. Salamun ala Ibrahim, peace be upon Ibrahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun, peace be upon Musa and Harun. Salamun ala Ilyasin, salam be upon Ilyas. Wa salamun ala Mursaleen, and salam be upon all the messengers. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr, peace be upon until the rising of the dawn. Now we have enumerated about 42 or more places where this word, this figure 7 is coming. That is why they are talking about that the best candidate could be the 27. But I must reiterate that the 27th is a possible candidate. With all this logical 42 proofs that we have given, still the hadith states it could be 21, 23, 25, 27, or 29. One very interesting thing, a sage and a pious personality stated that the chief of the human race, the Sayyidul Bashar, is Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and the Sayyidul Arab is Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Sayyidul Farsi, that means the Sayyid of the Persians, is Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Sayyid of the Rooms of the Greeks is Hazrat Shuaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Sayyid of the Habash of the Abyssinians is Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Sayyidul Qurra and the Sayyids of the towns is Makkatul Mukarrama, and the Sayyids of the valleys is the valley of Maqdis, that means the place of Maqdis, and the Sayyid of the week, the Sayyidul Ayyam, is the day of Jummah, and the Sayyid of the Kitabs is the Quran Kareem, and the Sayyid of the Quran Kareem is Suratul Baqarah, and the Sayyid of Suratul Baqarah is Ayatul Kursi, and the Sayyid of the Stones, Ahjar, is the Hajri Aswad, and the Sayyid of the Wells, Abrar, is Zamzam, and the Sayyid of the Staffs is the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and the Sayyid of the Fishes is the whale Hoot, that carried Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam inside its belly. And the size of the camels, the she camels, is the camel that came to Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam. And the size of the horses is the al-Burak that carried Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and various Anbiya alayhi salam. And the size of the rings is the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the size of the months is the month of Ramadan. And the size of the nights, the size of the Layl, is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Now this night is a very, very important night, and we should go out to seek this night and make every effort to seek this night. It is stated that why this night is kept away from us. Many people want to know why this night of Laylatul Qadr, we do not know it. The various things are hidden from us. For example, four things are hidden. In fact, if you look carefully, five things are hidden from us. One, moment of dua, which is accepted on the day of Jummah. This time is hidden from us. We don't know when it is. That is why we are encouraged to make dua all the time in the day of Jummah. And various opinions are given, when exactly is this time? Which is the middle salat amongst the five daily salat? Five out of five opinions are given. Thirdly, the Ismi Azam is also hidden from us. Fourthly, who are the saints? Who is the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The different matter that every other person claiming to be Wali, that's a different thing. Fifth, which is the night of Laylatul Qadr? Now these five things are hidden from us. And the reason why it is hidden, so that we make an effort to seek the above. We make an effort to seek the accepted time of day of Jummah. We make all five times daily salat, so we don't miss out which is the middle one. And we make an effort to read the names of Allah, the attributes of Allah, so we don't miss out on the Ismi Zat of Allah. And we respect every Muslim, and thereby respecting the awliya also. And we look and seek for Laylatul Qadr on the 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, so that we perform well and we find the night of Laylatul Qadr. Also, time of death is unknown. Qiyamah is unknown. Otherwise, people will relax and will not make any ibadat and they'll become lazy. And then people will sin. And when they sin, can you imagine how much that sin is going to be multiplied? That will multiply it and they'll deserve big punishment. Now, unfortunately, if a person sins and he disrespects a saint and then he's careless about Jummah, then on the day of judgment, there'll be some leeway for him. There'll be some excuse for him. The person will be able to say to Allah, Jalla Majdahu, that, Ya Allah, I did not know it was Laylatul Qadr. That's why I still sinned. So he'll have an excuse. Now this night is classified as an auspicious night. Why? Compared to other nights, Allah's special favors focus till the morning. And Allah comes and draws nearer. And number two, the angels and the pious souls, the meet worshippers, and they change and influence the worshippers. Number three, Quran was revealed from Lohe Mahfuz to the earth on this night. Angels are created on this night. Jannat beautified and decorated on this night. And the material for creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was gathered on this night. and the ocean water turns sweet. To conclude, that on this night, how does a person know that this was the night? There are four signs. One, that hair on the body of the person begin to stand. Number two, even the hard heart fellow, even the person who has got a stone inside, his heart becomes soft tremendously. Thirdly, tears come out of the eyes. Fourthly, the taste, the sweetness of ibadat. There is taste in ibadat. And those who enjoy ibadat will know what I'm talking about. And on this night, a person begins to taste that ibadat. He begins to taste the sweetness of ibadat. However, I must state clearly that neither in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor in the time of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala from ajma'in, that there was no congregational night vigil in the masajids. Everybody went home. The hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear that he should tighten his waist belt, meaning that he should tighten his lugi and increase his ibadat in the last 10 nights and encourage his family members to do so. His family members were where? They were at home. So the ibadat was done at home individually. This concept and idea of night vigil, which takes place clearly when there is calling for that and advertising for that, and there is movement towards that, and there is focus on that, then Mufti Abdul Rashid Ludhianvi has written clearly in Asal al-Fatawa, Volume 1, page 37123, that it is an innovation to do so, that to call people to the masajids on these auspicious nights and make them indulge in all sorts of activities which are nafil in nature. Yes, individually you should strive at home and make a lot of ibadat. And also that the hadith narrated by Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, who is very clear, the person who makes Isha with Jamaat and who makes Fajr with Jamaat is like the one who spent the entire night in ibadat. So when deen is easy, we should leave it easy. And we should not complicate it. We should make a lot of dua in this night for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we engage in non-proven actions, then our activities are futile. Our duas are not going to be listened to, because the foundation of our activities and the foundation from where we're launching our duas are based upon innovative platforms and weak platforms. Therefore, it is not going to be listened to by Allah Jalla Majdahu. So we should be very, very cautious about this. It has become, unfortunately, in our areas, in Gauteng also, the ulama are complaining about this, that nafil i'tikaf in masajids has become a party and become a festival and become play scenes in the masajids. And i'tikaf means that a person is supposed to be in seclusion, not 100, 200 people around talking, gossiping and backbiting and having a festival time and all those things. We are unfortunately missing out on the idea and concept of i'tikaf. May Allah Jalla Majdahu grant us ability to understand this simple deen of ours and not make it complicated in any way whatsoever.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah so much for enlightening us on that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the first SMS that we've got right now: what is the method of performing sajda after khatam of the Quran? And if Mufti Sahib, this I'm adding to it also about sajda atilawa. If Mufti Sahib could just enlighten us on that.
See, when a person is reading Quran Kareem, then when the Sajda Ayat came, now for those who are ignorant, then where that line came, that means that is Sajda Ayat, and it comes 14 places according to the Hanafi scholars, you're supposed to make Sajda a Tilawat. Now after, some people, what they do, they do not make any Sajda Tilawat. After the entire recitation of Quran al-Kareem, then they make Sajda, all 14 one time. So the method is very simple. Whether you are from standing position or sitting position, you go down into Sajda and you recite the Tasbihats of Sajda and you come out of Sajda. One Sajda for one Sajda at Tilawat. After completion of Quran al-Kareem, there is no official Sajda or there is no Sajda Shukriya for that.
Jazakallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS: if a lady is in a state of haid, what ibadat can she do on this auspicious night? Hazrat Mufti Sahib, I just want to add to that also another SMS had come in. Can one read the Asma'ul Husna while in the state of haid? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
You can read the Asma'ul Husna while in the state of haid, and in this auspicious night that are passing, if a lady is in haid, then she can make zikr, recite Durud Sharif, and she can recite dua, and she can recite the duas that have been proven from the Quran and Hadith, and she can make dua in a vernacular whilst in the state of haiz.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, it reads, my mom lives on her own. My dad has left money for her, but it is in my brother's possession, who gives her a monthly allowance. Her gold is with my sister. How does she work out her zakat? Then it says, my brother is not a practicing Muslim, so he won't understand. Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
If the gold value is above the nisab, and that belongs to your mother, then evaluate it, and then calculate how much zakat you have to give, and you give it on behalf of your mother. Allah will reward you tremendously.
Moving on to the next question that was received. Can you give your zakat to NGO organizations which are affiliated to the United Nations? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
See, the United Nations organization, prior to it being formed, it was the League of Nations. And concerning the League of Nations, Allama Iqbal stated clearly that after the formation of League of Nations, he said, now an official body has been formed to officially rob the poorer nations and suppress the poorer nations. And this will be now official robbery and thuggery going on. And later this League of Nations developed into UNO. And who does not know that the UNO is controlled by USA? And who does not know that the USA is controlled by an extreme Zionist Jewish group? And any Muslim organization that is affiliated to the UNO must not be given their zakat, lillah, and charitable funds. Your zakat, etc., must be given to those organizations and institutes which are supervised and which are monitored by righteous, reliable, knowledgeable, pious ulama ikram.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. It says, I just got married and my husband's family says to me that I should wash all my bedding, all my linen, whenever this person has an intimate relationship with the husband because the house becomes napak. Is this tradition or religion, Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
If after having relationship, the sperm falls onto the sheets, then you have to wash that area of the sheet. However, it is better to wash the entire sheet because you won't know where the sperm fell. It is part of deen to be clean, pure. At-tuhuru nisful iman. Purity is half of iman. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Purity is a condition of iman. So this is not irreligious, but part of deen to be pure and to be pak.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, which surahs should be read in Salatul Hajat, and how many times should the surahs be recited?
Looks like one brother or whoever this is listening to all radio stations. I was on Radio Islam prior to coming on this station, and this question was posed there too.
Okay.
And for those brothers, if you go to my website, alislam.co.za, you can listen to Radio Islam whilst you're on my site also. The question about Surah Hajat, about Salatul Hajat, is you can read any surah, provided obviously it is of descending order in nature. You read Surah Fatiha, Surah, Surah Fatiha, Surah. After that, you raise your hands and make dua and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness first, reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, presenting your case. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to your dua.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. Is it true that it is haram for a woman to use tampons during her cycle? And are women not allowed to remove facial and body hair by waxing whilst fasting? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
It is not haram to utilize tampons while fasting, and you can remove facial hair, etc., by waxing.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. Could Hazrat Mufti Sahib perhaps just summarize the procedure for Eid al-Fitr, the Salah?
The Salah itself.
Okay.
The Salah itself, remember, it is two rakats of Wajib Salat. But prior to going to the Eid Salah, that there are certain sunnah that a person should do, that rise up early, make ghusl, use miswak, adorn yourself as best as you can, and try to use sunnah dressing, apply itar, eat something sweet, like days before going to eat salat, go to the Eidgah, give out your sadqatul fitr before going, and then go and perform your eat salat at the Eidgah, go a different route, and return with a different route, try to walk. If you can't, then go with the conveyance. Then recite Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And remember that this should not be chorus while you are in the Eidgah. Make attention, I'm performing two rakat Eid Salat with six extra takbirs, which are also wajib. Then make the takbir ula, fold the hands and recite the sana. Then lift the hands thrice, saying Allahu Akbar. After the first two times, leave the arms loose, and after the third, fold them. Now Surah Fatiha and Surah will be recited by the Imam, and the Rak'ah will be completed like in all other Salah. The second Rak'ah will be performed similarly, except that before going into Ruku, the hands will be lifted thrice, while saying Allahu Akbar. And each time they will be left loose on the side. With the fourth takbir, the ruku should be made. The remainder of the salah will be completed like in all other salah. Dua should be made after the salah instead of after the khutbah.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS reads, my wife went to the Jamiat and lied about me giving her three talaqs. The organization passed a fatwa that the talaq is approved without consulting me. Is it a talaq, Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
In the Islamic law, the qazi will rule in the favor of the woman because the cautious view is the statement of the lady. But however, yeah, I cannot understand how come the Jamiat did not call the person. So my advice is that go back to the Jamiat, you yourself, and go to the Islamic Crisis Center also and take up the matter because they should have listened to you.
Shukran for that. The number for the Jamiat is 306-7786 during office hours. Mufti Sahib, the next SMS. Is there anything wrong with the name Asiya? I have heard that it is not nice.
It is permissible to keep that name.
Shukran for that. 522. Right now we have online Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Idyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, and inshallah Hazrat Mufti Sahib will be with us for our Hajj seminar. One more SMS and then we will be taking a commercial break and actually concluding with today's program. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, what does the Sharia say about fasting for breastfeeding mothers? I think Mufti Sahib has answered this, but perhaps for this listener.
There are 10 reasons which allow a person not to fast. That means if a person has got one of these 10 reasons, then it is adequate for the person to have a Shari valid reason not to fast. Like being on journey, sickness, pregnancy, breastfeeding, intensity of hunger and thirst, weakness of an old age, risk of life, jihad, unconsciousness, insanity. So if a person is able to breastfeed and fast without harming oneself, then it will be good to fast. But if a person feels that the milk is drying up, or the baby is getting weak, or the person herself is getting weak, then that is sufficient grounds, Shari grounds, to postpone the fast.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah once again for joining us this afternoon. Alhamdulillah, this was indeed a long session, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Hazrat Mufti Sahib the strength, the health to continue with the work that Hazrat Mufti Sahib is doing, and to Hazrat Mufti Sahib's family also, since they are also involved in the dini work that Hazrat Mufti Sahib is doing. And Mufti Sahib, please do make dua for us on this 27th night of Ramadan Mubarak. Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.